Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to be talking about the power of building a brand through content, and more specifically, as the show titles, short form content. Okay, so one of the biggest things in 2024 and beyond is building a brand. And if you're a company out there, you definitely know that. It's probably why you invest in SEO. It's probably why you try to have people talk about your brand. It's probably why you have awesome logos and colors and all of those things. But how can you expand your brand with content? Well, the reason I bring this up is because content is probably the fastest way for you to get your brand in the eyes of millions of people. So this isn't just for influencers or massive corporations. If you're a small business watching this, or a startup, or even an entrepreneur looking to build a personal brand, I think content's going to be extremely helpful for you. And today I'm going to be telling you exactly why and how you can use a few tips that I have at the end of this episode to be able to do that. Okay, so let's take a look back first before I actually move forward and tell you how to do these things. If you think of a brand like, let's say, Coca-Cola, how did they become a household name? Well, if you look into it, I've been to the Coca-Cola Museum multiple times, so I think I know a little bit more than the average Joe. But what I've noticed is that they have consistent branding and storytelling in all of their products. So like, no matter where you go, no matter where you see Coca-Cola, you're seeing something that's beyond the soda. They essentially sell you happiness and memories and, you know, this sense of togetherness that they always talk about. And I think this is so important because this is how you effectively build a brand. You're not just selling a product or a service. You're trying to create some sort of idea behind it. And if we take a look at another company like Nike, you know their tagline is just do it. So this is like the spirit of ambition and pushing limits. So that too, that tagline in of itself represents the brand. But how do you build a brand to be able to weave these stories into people's lives? Well, let's take a look how you can do that through content. So now you have companies like Duolingo, who I bring up every time because they're just amazing, who have done this through short form content by creating TikTok memes and humor. Now they've built a brand that's very fun, approachable, everyone understands it, and it's just going viral every single day. Or if you take a look at a brand like GoPro, who's built an empire around UGC, this is awesome because it's just so authentic and everyone who sees GoPro just thinks that it's authentic. Now, finally, I was actually watching this video yesterday about Ryan Reynolds, and I noticed that he himself is a brand. And whenever he has a company he's working with or that he is a part of, he puts himself out there and tries to incorporate a lot of these things into the brand. For example, when he was working at Mint Mobile, all of the ads that you saw in the YouTube videos were part of this larger brand, and it was humorous and people just loved it so much. So I say all this to let you know that if you are a company now, you should 100% be thinking about ways to build this connection with your audience in a way that traditional marketing just never could before. You see, today's consumers, everyone wants to know who are the people behind the brand. They're always guessing. They want to know the behind the scenes. They want transparency and they want to be able to trust you. But if you want to get people to trust you more and buy from you, then you need to be able to be authentic and really understand who you are. And that's how you go from being a faceless company with no social media presence to a brand that people love. Now, if we take a look at another example, nowadays, there's this company called Warby Parker. You might have heard of them. They sell glasses. And they were able to build a lot of trust by making glasses affordable while giving back. So if you look through, you'll see that they have tons of videos, blogs, customer stories, and like, it just basically creates this awesome feel for the brand. And in the same way, your content can do the same. Now, coming to how you can actually create this content, what I would say is start by creating organic content. Go on a platform like Instagram or TikTok and start creating reels or start creating TikToks. And you can go through the rest of these podcast episodes to figure out how you can actually land upon that format. But the biggest thing is you just want to put yourself out there. And one thing to remember when creating organic content, if I had to give you one piece of advice, is do not try to promote yourself too much. Try to build this authentic brand. Try to make it seem like it's a community rather than you trying to sell your product in every single one of these videos. Coca-Cola does try to sell their products, but they don't say, hey, go buy a Coke, or hey, a Coke is only $5, go check it out. Instead, they try to build a story around Coke, and then eventually they weave Coke into that story. And in that same way, when you're creating content for your own brand, try to create a story and weave it in, and you will find that magic will start to happen. So if this was helpful, guys, definitely check out the other episodes. I've released a few more talking about how you can actually create content in depth, but hopefully this was useful for you. Thanks for listening.